So now we need to discuss the wide range of negative perceptions toward waterfall design. In this slide, you'll see a link of someone who's, it's a typical post that we'll see a lot. And you'll see that they're knocking the fact that there was no chance to go back and fix something. And this is somewhat true, but if you'll notice, the gentleman who wrote this post offers no evidence of any feedback loop. Where is his evidence of user testing? Waterfall development is still useful in UI design, but we need to be vigilant and notice flaws. When you see these negative perceptions, it's because flaws got missed. So what have you noticed about this lesson about waterfall? Well, we know there's a lot of documentation. If we don't read that documentation, then waterfall design is faulty. But if we do, it has its purpose. It's all there in writing to make sure that these design flaws do not happen. It's not a it worked for years. Waterfall began in the 60s. And it can still be applied to modern technology. It's just that we've evolved into agile, a lot of us, just because there's so many new technologies with little experience from the developers and designers.